Hey guys, it's Day of Slay here, and I just wanted to talk to you guys about epiphany, revelation, aha moment I had recently. I was watching this movie about this entertainer, and we've heard the story time and time again about someone getting their big break and being taken advantage of, whether it be a romantic relationship or a professional relationship, a manager, a mentor, relative, or someone having ill intentions and, you know, someone's brand or someone's personal life being affected by someone kind of, you know, moving foully on them. And it's just, as I was watching it, I just like shouted, man, it is expensive to be damaged. And like, even reflecting in my personal life, like, I've being not healed cost me so much time and money and opportunities and relationships just because I wasn't healed. And the crazy thing is, I know they're trying to say that therapy is quote unquote cool now, which in my opinion it is, but then you still have those doubters and naysayers like, I can't afford therapy. But can you really afford to stay damaged? Like, I've spent money I didn't have on gifts, on travel, on like helping people with bills or supporting people's businesses and flying places and buying things, just all in the spirit of pick me, if I'm going to be completely honest. I spent years in on and off again relationships, whether it be platonic or romantic or family relationships, just all in the spirit of wanting to have someone, wanting to belong, wanting to be included. I've passed on opportunities just to stay in a certain radius, or I've stayed in a certain level of comfortability to make others around me feel comfortable, not realizing I was stunting my growth. It is expensive to be damaged, because when you're not healed, you don't know your worth. So you're allowing others to set the price, and then when the check comes, you're left to pay it. And I just want my listeners to know that you may have to pay a lot more up front to heal, but it's worth it because the long-term effects of being damaged or letting your wounds go untreated ultimately leads to bankruptcy. It could be literal bankruptcy, but it can definitely be emotional bankruptcy. Because you want to be ready when who and whatever, God or whomever you believe in, brings forth what they have for you. You don't want to be depleted when your person arrives. You don't want to be depleted when the opportunity presents itself for you to buy your dream home or to go on that vacation that you've been dreaming about forever. You want to have the resources mentally, physically, emotionally, financially to walk in your purpose, to step boldly in the life that you dreamed about. So take the time to unplug, recharge, get in therapy, reconnect with people, look in the mirror, embrace your scars, and heal them. Okay? That's all I have for you. I'm proud of you. I love you, and I'm here for you. Until next time.